Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
That first half. Yeah, I leveled up a couple levels, bruh. Sheds a tackle up the right sideline. The Chiefs have the lead. I ain't worried about when trouble comes. Ball is out. And the Chargers are up two.
The Chiefs left to go 75 yards.
There was no doubt that we were going to go down there and score.
Kelce, do it to the Chargers again. What a comeback by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN. You click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, scroll down to live radio, and we are portable. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and you can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Good morning, guys.
What's up, baby?
What's going on?
Morning, Max, Jay.
Key, you don't have a lot more excitement in your voice considering the big win for your Trojans this weekend?
That's 3 days old, Jay.
What are you talking about? Saturday.
Or 2 days old. 2 days old.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
We're moving on to Notre Dame.
Yeah, he slipped that.
We're moving on to Notre Dame.
Yeah. Anyway, are you guys ready to give
check? You guys are, come on.
You ready to
jeez.
What is that voice?
That's Belichick. That's what he said. We're moving on to Cincinnati.
Moving on.
We're moving on to Notre Dame. Come on.
We're moving on to another 10 G's we're giving away today to listeners.
What?
Every hour, 10 minutes after the hour, we're giving you a winning word. When you hear the winning word, you text it to 777-000. You text the winning word to 777-000, 777-000, 10 after every hour to enter for your chance to win $2,500 of that 10 G's.
Have we given away 70K? Is it 70?
Yeah, we've been doing
70K,
it.
70K,
right. It for this is our eighth day, so you're right. Yeah.
Wow.
We're giving away $70,000. In the last seven shows, yeah.
You got to text that winning word in, 10 after the hour.
And we're doing it right up through December 7th. We're on the air 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. Through December 7th, we're giving it away. All right. So he did it again, man. I've never seen anything
shocking
like Patrick Mahomes, because you saw Brady have this level of team success early in his career, but he wasn't doing this individually, like just putting up crazy cartoon numbers. And you've seen guys like Marino in his day put up crazy numbers individually, but he didn't have this level of team success, meaning – now deep into his fifth season as a starter, and no one's done what Patrick Mahomes done before, ever. And Key, he did it again, and it was like, look, Travis Kelce caught three touchdowns. Chiefs rally, passed the Chargers, 30-27. There was over a minute left when Mahomes got the ball. You're like, okay, they're going to do this. This is a wrap. They're now three games ahead of the 5-5 Chargers in the division, which was supposed to be the best in football, but didn't turn out that way. Chargers the closest
to the
Chiefs.
To it.
Key certainly told us, it seems this way, all the hype and yeast around the quarterbacks, but watch it be some stupid division like the NFC. Sure enough, it's exactly what happened. Guys, listen to Patrick Mahomes on Travis Kelce after the game.
I think what's special about him is he just competes. I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to keep fighting until the very end. And see that, I think it not only is impressive for him, but it gets other guys going. It shows that, he's one of the best, not the best tight end of all time, and he's coming to work every single day to get better. And so that shows you, whenever you step into the facility, you're like, man, I got to get to work. If this guy's doing it, I have to be able to at least match that. And so that leadership that he brings, as well as the play he brings in the field, is special, and it takes a lot off my shoulders.
Key, you were the one who said before the season started, it's going to be fine without Tyreek Hill because he still has his alpha receiver, the guy who keeps the chains moving. They run the offense through Travis Kelce.
Yeah, and that is what people sometimes people forget, because Tyreek Hill has splash, and he could pick him up and put him down. But the offense always kind of ran through Travis Kelce because the shallow crosses, the shorter things, he could get yak yards afterwards. You know, the last time I really seen a tight end that looked like this to me is when I was a kid. Kellen Winslow Sr. was ridiculous like this. He played in a time with a quarterback in Dan Fouts for the Chargers, by the way, and he just, you know, he was a different type of receiver, different mold. He was the early stages of a pass-catching tight end, not an inline blocking tight end like most guys that we see. You know, when you start to look at the tight end positions historically, he's just like right there at the top, man. And you could always argue there's Antonio Gates or Ozzie Newsome or Tony Gonzalez or whoever you want, or Shannon Sharp. This dude right here, though, is for my eyes, he's probably the best.
Why?
Better than Gronk? Better than Gronk, Key? You didn't mention Gronk.
Different than Gronk. Gronk isn't – Travis Kelce's like a receiver playing tight end, a bigger wide receiver with the tag of a tight end. Gronk comes with a lot of – you know, snack, crackle, pop, Super Bowl championships, somewhat of a loud guy jumping into wrestling rings and all that sort of stuff. Where this dude, I'm talking about just on the football field, he's just different. He's just a different dude.
So I'll tell you, I got a chance to get involved in a company that's producing their podcast, New Heights, by Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce. So I got a chance to hear a lot of this footage that they've been putting out lately. It's one of the best podcasts there is in sports. Yo, he's on a mission each and every single day. Like, all he thinks about is being the greatest tight end and being the greatest winner of all time. Like, it comes across in his commentary daily. And also, I got to give Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid a lot of credit. They used a lot of three tight ends on the field last night, a ton. Talk about Noah Gray, Jordy Fortson, and Travis Kelce all combined for 7 catches, 181 yards. And obviously, Kelce with those three Ds. But, Key, in a day in which Mecole Hardman is not playing, Juju Smith-Schuster is not on the field, it just seems like this team, once again, does not miss a beat because you have the best offensive weapon. Him and Tyreek Hill. You tell me, name a better offensive weapon in the NFL between Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, Key.
Well, I don't really even think it's really about Tyreek Hill as much as it is about Travis Kelce and what they want to do offensively when they line him up. Now, remember, Tyreek Hill, you know, you don't need to remember because you know Tyreek Hill is in Miami. And when he left to go to Miami in a trade, the sky was falling for the Kansas City haters, right? Oh, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to do this. And the entire time, if they know the offense and they know the system and they've been paying attention to it, it was never going to slow down. All it was going to do was make Patrick Mahomes a much better quarterback, Max, than he was in the past.
Because he had to spread it around. Yeah.
He has to spread it around and get it to several different receivers.
But wait, my question was, name me a better offensive weapon than Tyreek Hill and Travis
Saquon is up there, a couple other – McCaffrey, a couple guys.
There's a bunch of guys.
That's the highest level, though. His size, his frame, though?
No question. He's ridiculous. By the way, he just had his 33rd 100-yard game. That's a new record for tight ends, to both of your points, right? Like, he's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. And in fact, Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, once they've separated now, you can see the quality of each. Sometimes when guys are on the same team, I mean, you could see it, but some people get confused because the numbers, there's only one football. The numbers can only be so high, right?
You're not supposed to catch a shallow cross and turn the corner as a tight end. Right. Just not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Not supposed to happen. And then you're not supposed to run a shallow cross and run away from a safety in a box coming down to cut you off. You know, those are two things that Travis Kelce did in that game to get two of his touchdowns. One at the end of the game and one throughout the course of the game. You're just not supposed to do that. Receivers can't do that.
He does it, that's for sure. It's about yak yards. Meantime, everyone anointed Josh Allen the one who's going to be challenging Mahomes the whole time. And to me, Josh Allen's certainly one of them. He's incredible, right? But to me, Herbert's that guy, right? Herbert now has fallen twice in the regular season. Well, one time it's because the guy was hurt. The other time they were pinned back late in the game. But both times in games he could have easily won, he has not been able to get over the Patrick Mahomes hurdle. And guys, Herbert is, to me, to my eyeball test, is great. His deep ball might be the best I've ever seen. It's certainly on a short list. I mean, there you see one. And Josh Allen's a cyborg. I get it in both cases. One of the reasons they can't get by Patrick Mahomes is because he's a little better than those guys. Like, these guys, you can't imagine when you're looking at Herbert and Allen. Like, wait, they get better than this? Yup. Lamar Jackson. If you're a quarterback in the AFC, a young quarterback, this is the hurdle, right? Like, Lamar got to get by Patrick Mahomes. Hasn't done it. Justin Herbert hasn't done it. Josh Allen obviously hasn't done it. The only dude who's done it, which is, and I give him credit for this, even though, yeah, there was a lot of luck in this net, Joe Burrow got by Patrick Mahomes. Only one of the young guns in the AFC at quarterback who got by him.
At least you know, Max. At least you know you hurried up and said, ah, it's a lot of luck. At least you know.
I had to sneak that in there. I had to sneak that in there to indemnify myself.
But look, here's what I would say to you before we move on
and
give a little bit of cash away.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert was 23 of 30, 280, two touchdowns, and guess what?
That interception.
The one interception that cost him the game in the end. Yep. If he doesn't do that,
maybe they win.
They probably win the game.
It's unreal.
Or at least tie it.
Yeah.
Or at least tie it to take it in overtime and give themselves a chance to win.
And Mahomes dropped back a lot, violating your principle of under 25 dropbacks.
Well,
but it's
Mahomes.
He always does it.
He
Mahomes. Always, that's who he right. is.
Yeah, but Mahomes. He only went four over now. It wasn't like he went 24
he
over.
Didn't he didn't go 46 times. Right, yeah.
Yeah, he only threw it 34 times.
All right. It's time for the 10K a day giveaway, guys.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
Money.
All right, 10 minutes past every hour through the end of the show, December 7th, we are giving away $2,500. Someone's about to win $2,500. We've given away $70,000 in our last seven shows. We're about to give away 10 more, $2,500 at a time. Here's the winning word. Arrowhead. As in, it is hard for a visiting team to come in and win it. Arrowhead. Although, you don't need Arrowhead to win.
You got to go through Arrowhead, though.
You got to go through Arrowhead. That's right. Arrowhead. One word. Arrowhead. Text it to 777-000. Text Arrowhead to 777-000. And you have entered for your chance to win $2,500. We're going to do it every weekday from now until the end of the show on December 7th. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Speaking of impressive wins, did the Cowboys just put the rest of the NFL on notice?
The Cowboys?
Oh, goodness.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Snap back to Prescott. He's got a lot of time. Deep down the right side. Oh, it's caught at the 45.
They should turn on the tape and check him out.
68 to Tony Pollard on 3rd and 15. Good night, nurse.
A night where we didn't play well in any phase of our football team. Didn't coach well enough, didn't play well enough.
Not good enough tonight. Got to play better. Now we lost as a team and we got to bounce back.
What I see out here right now is the team that you could go get a Super Bowl with.
Woo! Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. I mean, that was a whooping. I thought the Cowboys would win. I liked the Styles matchup. Thought the Vikings would drop back too much and that would unleash Micah Parsons. But everything got unleashed. Yo, Key, he pulled a Phil Sims, 22 of 25, Dak.
Hey, man. Hey.
That's the Phil Sims right there, Super Bowl.
If you go that 22 of 25 for 250-plus yards, a little bit, you know, a couple touchdowns and no turnovers, and you run the football, you know, for 157 yards as a unit and you averaging about 4 yards a pop, you're going to win, Max, with a defense like that.
88%.
You are going to win.
88% on the passes, third best in team history. Tony Pollard had 2 touchdown catches with a career high 189 yards from scrimmage. Key just quoted the ground yards for the team, but 189 yards from scrimmage for Tony Pollard. And the Cowboys sacked Kirk Cousins a career high 7 times for him, the most he's ever been sacked. I thought Parsons, I kept saying 2.5 all week, he hit 2, but he's opened the game with 1. I mean, you can't drop back against Micah Parsons.
You might have had Kirk Cousins on your list too high at 16.
Oh, God.
I had him at 15 week. He might be at 16 this week.
What happened to all the people last week that were talking about the Cowboys missing the playoffs? Like, is the whole conversation going to shift now all of a sudden to the Cowboys being one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl? Like, this is why the roller coaster ride is ridiculous, and people just can't hold firm to the fact that if Dak Prescott can play to a high level with this defense, they are a Super Bowl team, regardless of whether they drop a game or not.
It's just so great how the Cowboys fans go up, and that's such a roller coaster.
It's the media about the Cowboys.
No, but the fans, too, are like depressed, oh, my God, we're in trouble, versus like, oh, my God, we're the best team of all time.
I asked that question out loud. I said, could the Cowboys miss the playoffs based on the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles? But do you really realistically thought that they would be? No.
Yeah, it
no
could happen. Well, no, it can't because the Packers falling
Max
down.
Max wanted it to happen.
Of course.
It was never going to happen.
Of course I wanted it.
Throwing it out there because the Cowboys just, you know, in shambles. It's a good conversation. But if you really watching this team, you know dang well they weren't going to miss the playoffs.
So you think they could win the Super Bowl, Key?
I think they can. See, any team, now I don't know if they'll get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. But if they can get a home playoff game.
It's possible.
And then they go, well, no. I mean, I got to win the division.
Yeah, but that could happen. The Eagles have a loss and most have 2. It could happen.
It could. It could.
Stranger things
have
happened.
It could, but they got 3 losses.
Them and the Eagles have the best chances out of NFC with the 49ers, I think, to win a Super Bowl.
This is what Jerry Jones thinks about that.
A resounding yes. Yes. Unequivocally yes. I think we've had adversity. We very easily could have some more adversity. But if we can get in there healthy and still have games like the last 2 we just had on the road, we've got a deal coming up here this weekend, Thanksgiving Day. These Giants are playing really good football. They're a good football team. And so, yes, I think if we use the experience of what we're having in the season, then we're going to be playoff ready. But I sure do think that what I see out here right now is the team like that you could go get a Super Bowl with.
Yeah, meantime, the Giants are all banged up. The Cowboys looking good for that game. Key, I thought he made a great point because this is something you said about Green Bay. If they could grab a wild card, it's that instead of having that bye and everything and they're not battle-tested, Jerry said, we've faced adversity. They have, Key. They've overcome it. Maybe they're more prepared for a Super Bowl run than they've been in years?
See, I start looking at things like, where do they go, right? If they don't win the division and don't have a home playoff game, okay, so who do they pair up with? Who do they match up with? They got to go to Tampa Bay because Tampa wins the division. Or they got to go to San Francisco because San Francisco wins the division. Or they got to somehow wind up going back into Philadelphia. I just start looking at the type of places and the environments that they may have to go to. Are they battle tested going into those environments? Can they handle that sort of experience that they've never had before? So that's kind of why I say they could if they get a home field playoff game. I question whether or not they can go on the road and win 3-4 games, including the Super Bowl. I just don't know that that's the case.
See, and what I love is them continuing to make adjustments, especially in the defensive end. So we heard Micah Parsons talk about the defense wasn't acceptable enough in their last game against the Packers. They made those adjustments. They only allowed the Vikings to rush for 72 yards. I mean, damn, Kirk Cousins dropped back on the first play of the game and got sacked. So my thing is, when your defense is playing at that level and your offense starts to click as well, yes, they are one of the most suitable teams in the NFC to win the conference and to win the Super Bowl.
And I wouldn't think they'd go on the road either and win, except that Jerry just put a little thought in my head, man. It's true. When you are battle-tested during the season, you are more prepared to face adversity. If you have to go on the road, etc., this Cowboys team might be exceptionally well prepared for any kind of eventuality by the time they hit the playoffs. Cowboys just crushed the Vikings.
Eagles battle-tested?
Yeah. Not like the Cowboys.
Not like
though.
The Cowboys. No. 49ers?
Yeah, but the thing with the Eagles, though,
yes,
is they're going to get a home playoff game.
Understood. I'm just asking who's battle tested.
Ed Werder, five different Cowboys have recorded sacks on Kirk Cousins' career high, six at the time. Micah Parsons has two. By the way, the final score, in case you're wondering, 40-3. Okay, that's total domination on both sides of the ball. You go and whip up on a team with one loss, 40-3?
Yeah, Micah Parsons' lower body, I had to lab him yesterday. I didn't realize his lower body looked like that.
Come on, man.
He got tree trunks down there.
That dude is – to move like that, too. That dude is LT 2.9.
I looked at him, I'm like, I thought he was just a tall, long dude. I looked at his legs. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Is it time for the Jets to bench Zach Wilson?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We are right there and portable. We're on ESPNU, Sirius XM Channel 80, your smart speakers. You can download the podcast, and we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Now, here's the question, guys. We just went over the Cowboys, and before that, the Chiefs wins, right? Join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. which team had the most impressive win on Sunday. You'd rather beat the hell out of a team or come back on them. No Huddle is brought to you by Omega Accounting Solutions. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call at 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com. All right, guys, time for the No Huddle.
Eagles at Colts.
So Jalen Hurts' late TD run gave the Eagles a 17-16 win over the Colts. Hurts was 18 of 25 for 190 yards through the air, rushed 16 times for 86 yards as the Eagles won their seventh straight road game. On defense, the Eagles sacked Matt Ryan five times, including on 3rd and 9. In the final minute, here is Jalen Hurts after the game.
It's a special feeling because, you know, I look back at, you know, after every game and I assess it honestly about what could we have done better to put ourselves in a better position. Not to win, of course to win, but to play to the standard that we strive to. We put a lot of work in every day. We put so much work in every day to try and play this game a certain type of way.
All right. Do you have more or less faith in the Eagles after these 2 weeks of subpar play by their recent standards, Key?
I have faith in them. It's not more or it's less. This is every now and then you're going to win football games ugly. But if you look at the stat line, they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're not asking him to drop back 40 times in a game. He threw the ball 25 times. He had less than 200 yards. He scored a touchdown. He had another rushing touchdown. But when you don't turn the football over and you run the football effective and your defense plays well, you're going to get out there with a W. And he's such a leader that this football team has a real chance of going to the Super Bowl this year, like a real chance.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'll say this, and I'll keep it simple. On the road, it's a marathon, right? Like, so you're going to go through your ups and your downs throughout the course of a regular season. We just talked about the Dallas Cowboys being battle-tested. I like seeing the Eagles get battle tested. I like seeing them find answers to the test late in the game. And that's what Jalen Hurts and company did. Sometimes you're going to win ugly, but you can learn from that. You can move forward. And that's what the Eagles are doing.
100%. Let me just say the irony, right? Like a couple weeks ago against the Commanders, they were hurt by a missed face mask call. They should have had a face mask called against the Commanders. Didn't happen, and it contributed to the Commanders' win.
Also had a drop deep ball.
Yeah, but this the reason I bring that up is because this last game yesterday, if they see the face mask, Eagles lose that game. They did not see the face mask, but that's just the opportunity. That opens a window. What are you going to do with it? Hurts carried them to victory. I will say, though, that they call that face mask.
Maybe it was a makeup call.
Yeah, maybe. But Jeff Saturday's 2-0 if they see that face mask. Just want to point that, throw that out there. Our boy would be 2-0 if they see that face mask. All right. Yates, what's next?
Bears at Falcons.
All right, Young Hoku's late 53-yard field goal lifts the Falcons past Fields and the Bears 27-24. Justin Fields finished with a team-high 18 carries for 85 yards and a touchdown. He ran 14 times in the first half, the most rushes by a quarterback in the first half since at least 2000. He was also sacked four times. Justin Fields' left shoulder was being examined after the game, and here he is on dealing with pain from that shoulder injury.
The pain right now is pretty bad, but, you know, again, I'll just take it day by day and see how it feels later in the week.
In the initial evaluation, were they able to rule out like dislocated or anything like that?
Like I said, I don't even know. I think the doctors took the picture and they said they were going to talk about it and go over it and just let me know later.
Now, when this was actually looked at, Key, people actually sat down and broke it all down a couple years ago, 5-6 years ago, whatever it was. You're just as likely to get hurt inside the pocket as outside. In fact, slightly more likely. Nevertheless, that occurred on a running play outside the pocket. Is running taking a toll on Fields, do you think, Key?
You know, I keep going back and forward with this conversation about Fields and what they should be doing with him. It's early in his career, and he's getting banged up. This is not late in his career. This is not, you know, getting banged up this game, and then he doesn't get banged up for another 14 games, you know, or next year. This is like a consistent situation, and they are running him a little bit too much for my liking if he's the future at the quarterback position for you. You just can't do it.
Jay.
It's week 11, man. Everybody's getting banged up, and I understand he's your star-studded quarterback, but without him creating plays, Key, they're never even in a position to win a lot of these games. The last thing I want my quarterback to do is not be natural, not follow your instincts. Like, his instincts are actually what keeps him safe.
Well, that's not – but the thing is that what he got banged up on, that's not his instincts. That's a play being called for him to deliberately run the football. If he's using his instincts, it's a little bit different. But when you are dialing it up for him to do that, you get into the RG3 situation. You get into the Cam Newton situation where Cam was banged up in the pocket, but he took a lot of abuse. Like,
those are not
Lamar football. Jackson. Lamar Jackson, their plays designed for him to run.
The same thing. He gets banged up a lot. When he runs the football, it doesn't mean he's getting hurt running it. It just means it's taking its toll on you.
Yeah, that I think that's a good distinction. I don't think you two, your opinions are at odds, Jay, right? You're like, as long, like, you can't stop him from using his instincts because they're good. He has a nose for the win and to be competitive. And Key's saying, no, you don't have to stop his instincts. Maybe don't design as many run plays for him.
So Daniel Jones is a perfect example, right?
But I think what we're doing is to be careful, though, Key, because now you're building a case for while dual threat quarterbacks who have the ability to run, we're saying that we shouldn't. Yeah?
Yeah, just balance.
Yeah, but what's the balance?
Yeah, it's a good question.
The balance is Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. That's the balance. The balance is him. The balance is he does enough play call runs that you're okay with. But when I look up and you're consistently, like he's a running back, you cannot do that with these quarterbacks. They're too important to your team to put them in harm's way on a consistent basis. Yeah, you can put them in harm's way here and there.
So what would you say the balance is with the Chicago Bears?
Right now, what the balance should be, or what it is?
What's the percentage of the fact that he's, you know, these design running plays to what you've seen from Daniel Jones?
It seems higher than Daniel Jones to me. It just seems, with my eyes looking at it, watching the games, it seems high, but for all I know, we break it down, and Daniel Jones may be running more than him. I don't know, but it just seems like it's higher for Justin Fields.
What's next, Yates?
Lions at Giants.
Okay, guys, Detroit rode Jamal Williams and the Giants turnovers to a third straight win. Look, the Giants and quarterback Daniel Jones avoided sloppiness in their first nine games. He got 153 pass attempts and six-plus games without a single interception, threw two in this one. Giants beat up defense, also couldn't keep Jamal Williams from running all over the place in his three, you know, rushing touchdowns. Couldn't keep him out of the end zone. Yeah, I had a bad feeling about this game, as I said last week. Come on, this is not a 12-win team. You're going to get bit at least once by a team you're supposed to beat at home. Here's Brian Daboll after the game.
I'd say nothing looked good enough today. Oh, you know, when you lose, you know, it doesn't matter about yards, stats, any of that stuff. You know, the only thing that matters is executing the way we need to execute. And just wasn't good enough today.
So how big a blow is this to their playoff hopes, Key?
Oh, I don't think it's a blow at all. I think the Giants are backdoor in one of those wild card spots. I think they are a playoff team. There's no question about it, but you can't drop back Daniel Jones 44 times. That's why you got to create the two turnovers. You have to stick to what got you here, okay? Just nice and easy. When you start giving the other team too many opportunities like you did with Detroit, they're going to unleash on you. But I think they are a playoff team, and they can backdoor into one of those wild card spots.
I think this is a major blow. I really thought that the Giants had to go 2-0 against the Texans, and then against the Lions. Four divisional games coming up. I mean, you got the Cowboys on a short week's rest, probably going to lose that one in Dallas. You got the Commanders, and you got the Eagles, and you got the Commanders again. The Commanders sitting there 6-4, and their defense is playing at a better rate as well. And plus, I think there's a lot of injuries on the Giants that I think this cumulative effect over the next month, I think this might break the Giants.
Normally, I would say the Giants are going to go 2-2 in the next four, Jay. They'll split with the Commanders, and they'll be either the Eagles or the Cowboys. It's the way it works in the NFC East.
How many games are left, Max?
That was
week 12. So
yeah, so that the Giants have 10 games. They have no. The Giants have 11. They're 7-3 now.
Yeah, 7-3. So they got seven games left. Mm-hmm. So they can't win 3 out of 7 to put them at 10.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, you need some help though. Like you need Arizona to win this game tonight. That would help.
I think the Giants have a good shot to get in. Here's what worries me. You mentioned the injuries. Yesterday, their best receiver right now is Wandale Robinson. That's the guy who I look at and go, yup, he can get something done. He's hurt. And in the secondary, Adoree Jackson, he was holding it down. He's hurt. Like, that's the killer for me. So when I look at those next four, instead of seeing 2-2, I go, damn, that might be 1-3 right now. Just that might be 1-3.
Win the next three, you'll get into the playoffs. Win three out of the next seven, and you'll get in the playoffs.
Yep. They got to get healthy, though. All right. We are in no huddle. We're going
over six games.
Four games.
Was our math wrong?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Wait, they're they got seven.
Wait, is our math wrong or something?
Seven.
All right, Yates, what's next?
Jets at Patriots.
The Jets are now in their longest acting, or now claim the longest active streak of losing to a single team. All right, think about this for a second. Zach Wilson. Hey, Key, they only dropped him back 22 times, but he only completed 9 passes. That's not the formula. 77 yards, 4 sacks. The Jets' offense was only able to muster 6 first downs. Really, they had 6 first downs? And 103 total yards. Here is Garrett Wilson, the Jets' wide receiver, who I unfortunately took in daily fantasy. Figured he was going to do something, but, you know, quarterback's got to get you the ball. On the offense being... Sorry, this will be censored. Listen.
Sorry. We out here looking sorry, man. And we know that we're not sorry. So that's why it really, really hurts, you know. We know that we're better than that. That's why it hurts. That's why it's frustrating for me. Because we can do more. Honestly, I feel like they got to put some more trust in the receiver room. I feel like we can go up and make plays, do things, you know, I don't know if everyone feel that way, but hopefully, you know, by the time we get around next week, you know, everyone feel that way. And we got to have a great week of practice.
Now, look, Key, as I always try to tell you, Bill Belichick against a young quarterback, man. I don't know why you thought that. Here's Damian Woody. I'm sorry, but there's nothing, I mean nothing, that Zach Wilson has shown that leads me to believe that he's the quarterback of the future for the Jets. And Damian Woody, a one-time Jet and Patriot, obviously got his rings with the Patriots and his money with the Jets. That's how it usually works. Key, is it time to bench Zach Wilson?
No, it's not time to bench him, but I kind of agree with Woody on that. I really haven't seen anything. It just doesn't – there's not a game that's – you know, at least you get some flashes from young quarterbacks. You go – oh, okay, Justin Fields. Like, oh, yeah, he might be able to do something. He ain't gave me nothing. Like, I get it. He's been hurt. Last year he was hurt, he played, but he hadn't given me anything. So I kind of agree with Woody in this situation. If they had a quarterback, man, with the way that defense plays, they might be headed somewhere.
Key, look at these stats we have up on ESPNU right now. On open targets, he's at 44%. Okay, that's his completion percentage Sunday, all right? Second worst in the NFL. With no pressure, 31%. That's worst in the NFL. On first and second downs, so you're not in third and longs, 31%. Worst in the NFL. That's from Next Generation Stats, NFL Next Generation Stats, the open target one. I mean, like, it's not good. Then again, Belichick can confuse young quarterbacks, Jay.
Let me say this, man. Like... I am so hot on this subject. When I think about the Jets, I automatically think about Robert Saleh. And I know a lot of people question him at the beginning of the year, but bona fide leader. You know what you're going to get. You know why Zach Wilson is not the answer for them at quarterback, Max? He's no damn leader. A leader falls on a sword 24/7. A leader does things like when Josh Allen loses big games after a loss to the Jets, like, Josh Allen, I put that on me. I let the team down. And as a QB, you can't play like, boop, he curses, right? So yesterday, when the Jets lose the game and the defense holds the opposing team to 3 points for the entire game until the punt return, and you ask your quarterback, your quote-unquote leader of the team, do you feel like you let the defense down? And he says no. He reminds me of a spoiled child.
Want to hear him?
Yeah, let's hear him.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No. That's the answer of your leader? That's a dude that's going to take accountability? That's a guy that's going to fall on the sword? Like, get out of here, man. That's not a dude I want leading my team. Even if your play on the field doesn't live up to the productivity and the numbers, at least have the locker room. He don't got the locker room talking like that. That's a guy on the island by his damn self. Why do you want him leading your team? You tell me.
Yeah, get him, Jay.
What are you talking? Come on, man.
What do you think, Key? Because when I saw that, I know exactly what Jay is talking about. I knew that soundbite would make the rounds, but sometimes, and Jay, you have experienced this as an athlete and talking to athletes, that you're being asked a certain question, almost like a setup, and you don't want to feed what the guy is asking you the question. So he's like, did you let the team down? Well, I mean, obviously there's only one right answer to that, right? You played poorly. And Zach Wilson's like, no, I'm not going to do that. We win and lose together kind of
thing. No, he didn't say that, though.
No, but that's the
– But even if he did say underneath. That, the appropriate thing to say is, yes, I let my team right. down. I did not play up to my capabilities as the number two pick overall. I got to get it together for us to be able to go anywhere. It's all on me. If I don't get this thing turned around, you know, who knows what's going to happen. We got a lot of work to do. I got a lot of work to do. And, you know, I apologize to the fan base. It's just, you know, heart-wrenching right now.
Right.
There I'm going to go ahead and say
that. That might be a little overboard because that's something
I'm
sound
like.
You said
like,
what, Max?
That might be a little overboard. Like that dude, I'm like, get this dude out of here.
You ever meet some people that, I'll throw it out there because I don't care. You ever meet some people that, the kids that come from money, mm-hmm. like that come Uh-oh. From a lot of stuff?
Yeah, yep. baby.
And it's never their fault. Right? It's always, because there's always some way for them to get it. Yeah, there you go, Key. Point the fingers other ways. Because I don't have to have accountability in my life. And that answer, I'm not saying that it is who Zach Wilson is.
That's what got under your skin.
That answer made me feel that way about him when I already kind of had that feeling.
Does he come for money? I don't know. I just heard rumors.
I don't got stuff about people that come from money yet, but at least like I know a lot of people that come from they don't act that way.
That can happen at quarterback every now and then because like you get the best training, access to the best stuff, etc. So it's still impressive to me you make the NFL, you come from dumb.
I guess if my uncle was created JetBlue Airlines, I think I would be coming from money, right?
Do you think that contributes to a lack of accountability for Zach Wilson?
No, I just think he's young. He's in New York City. He doesn't really understand the pulse of the media. They've already told him, be careful with how you deal with the media. And he's thinking by saying that, he's not giving them anything.
Uh-huh.
But what he did is he gave them way too much by saying what he said.
Cross
not
wires,
at 2277 yards. You play like hot garbage.
Right. And all you got to say is
you're holding the team back.
I went 9 of 22. I had 77 yards. We scored 3 points and lost.
Yeah.
And
when you have your top receiver in Garrett Wilson speaking out, that tells me right then and there, you're a real problem. You're a real problem. Because I can tell you as a receiver, you know, I know everything about receivers. I can tell you you start getting on our damn nerves.
Yep,
you got 100%, it's a real problem.
100%. When you say we're sorry, a lot of times you're looking right at that quarterback.
Yeah, I can promise you, I speak receiver.
I got you. We asked on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, which team had the most impressive win on Sunday? Ray in Houston has something to say.
Yeah, absolutely. The team that had the most impressive win is the Dallas Cowboys. They went to Minnesota, beat an 8-1 team in addition to the pressure of coming back from the bad loss in Green Bay last week. Dak Prescott had some additional pressures on him. He didn't look great last week. He looked great yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Patrick Mahomes, on the other hand, he did what Patrick Mahomes normally do. We were not surprised. We are never surprised when he do some of the things in which he do. So, therefore, yes, Dallas Cowboys definitely the most impressive win yesterday.
Key, I hear that. They beat a 7-1 team. Like, of course.
8-1.
An 8-1 team. You whoop up 40-3 on an 8-1 team. That's more impressive. But really what I was getting at is one team beat the hell out of another team who was always a little suspect in spite of the big record, right? And the other team is just getting it like the Chiefs face a very talented Chargers team that got their players back with a great talented quarterback at least,
but I own
and
them.
Had to come back at the last. That's really what we're asking is.
But I own them anyway.
But is it the steamrolling win against a good record team that you like better, or the come from behind win? What's
no.
like more impressive?
No, I like the steamroll of a team with a good record that just is coming off a high, beating the Buffalo Bills, and felt like, woohoo, we rolling. We done beat the Packers early on. We own this division. And then I got a team coming in that people are suspect on Dak Prescott. We spent 4 shows last week talking about how bad Dak was and what he should be and if he should do this.
I know what the ceiling is for Kansas City. I think yesterday you start seeing what the ceiling is for the Cowboys, and you're like, oh, damn, that's legit.
Imagine putting, I mean, a lot of Kansas
City.
Man,
Dak Prescott throws a pretty ball. That's all I'm saying.
Imagine putting Patrick Mahomes on that Cowboy. Like, the reason the Chiefs are as good
as
they are. If you swapped quarterbacks, the Chiefs would be 500 maybe, and the Cowboys would be undefeated. Zach Wilson ran down the offense. What should the Jets do at the quarterback position?
We'll ask
Rex Ryan
next. What happened?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.